There is a neat event coming up today. I told you about this earlier this morning. It's the Drunk, Drugged, and Distracted Driving Awareness kickoff that's going on today, and it'll be involving students from around the area. Here to tell us about it is Darcy Jensen of Prairie View Prevention. Darcy, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine, thanks.
Tell us about the event today. This is involving quite a number of kids. Tell us what you're doing.
This morning, we will be starting at 8:45 with our registration, and we've invited all 14 school districts from Lincoln and Minnehaha County. Most will be sending their students to participate in our impaired driving event. And we call it 4D because otherwise it's a mouthful. And what 4D is about is having students understand the importance of being safe when they're behind the wheel or when they're in that vehicle or when they are walking. Because at any point, there can be someone who's distracted or intoxicated, and it can become part of a fatality or an injury if we aren't all careful in what we're doing.
And that's where a lot of this has come from. We've always dealt with issues of our kids maybe drinking and so on, but when they get behind the wheel, we've had some really heartbreaking stories, losses and fatalities, and it really can impact, it impacts the whole community.
It truly does. And since 2006, we have lost 62 youth. And when we think about it, especially at the holiday time, there's a missing person. That person that could be there for our holiday isn't. And it was because of an alcohol-related crash. And so we really want students to think about what can we do different. So the students who come today will go through a series of workshops learning about the effects of drugs. We have our assistant deputy state's attorney from Lincoln County coming to talk about consequences. Sometimes we only think about the legal or the injuries or fatalities, but there are also legal consequences when you do what that might be, including drinking and driving or drug driving. We will also have the simulators for people to use. So we have middle school and high school who will be using the driving simulators, and really, what does it feel like? We have one that's called Backseat Driver. And that's for our middle school students. Sometimes it's not them who would be the intoxicated person, but they might be with an older sibling, an older friend, maybe getting a ride home from a babysitting job, and knowing, is it safe to get in this vehicle with someone who might be under the influence? So there are a variety of workshops. We have a special treat when they start their planning session for what they're going to be doing in their school. We have Trooper Steen coming. And last year, the students made cards for him, and we delivered them to the hospital. And this year, he'll be there to talk with all of the students. So we're very excited about having him.
Yeah, that is very neat. And one of the things I wanted to touch on you briefly was on distracted driving. Because I would imagine, especially over the last few years, there's been a lot more focus on distracted driving, and especially where younger drivers are concerned.
That is so true. And part of what we're doing today is giving all the advisors a packet on distracted driving. One of the things in that packet is a pledge. The students can take it back to their school, make copies, and pass it out. And the pledge is to not text and drive, work with the radio, any other thing that might be in the car. But the parents sign it, and the student signs it. And I think what's interesting is that sometimes parents are busy saying, don't do that, but then they actually are doing that. And when we do that distracted driving, it really takes three things. Visually, we're not paying attention. Cognitively, we're not paying attention because we're trying to do two things. And manually, we can't be texting and holding on to the wheel. So it really takes much more than we might imagine. When we think about distracted driving, it's like putting a blindfold on and driving at 55 miles an hour the length of a football field. If I said that, I see your face and you're thinking,
yeah, you'd say it's insane.
Why would you do that? But that's what we do when we're texting and driving or reading the message. So we need to think about the safety not only of our car and who might be in our car, but who else is on the road.
Darcy Jensen of Prairie View Prevention is here. It's 7:27. We've got some light rain and 31. One of the things about events like this, Darcy, is I think it just provides such a great opportunity for parents to start a conversation with their kids. How do I approach my kids and talk to them about something like this?
Well, I think one of the opportunities comes with this very radio program we're doing now. if you're on your way to school with your student and you say, well, what do you think of this? And start that conversation. I think it's important to look for those opportunities, those times when we can start the conversation because of what's on the news, because what we hear. Or if they're one of the students who will be attending, to say, what was the day like? What did you like? What did you learn that was new? And really listen. Sometimes we want to be, as parents, and a parent of children, we want to give the talk.
But and we want to be the fixers.
And we want to be the fixer.
Yep.
What we really need to do is have the talk. Not just give the talk, but have it. And having a talk means a conversation both ways. We need to hear what might be the pressures. How might they need to have a way to get out of a situation? My boys are growing now, but we used to have a rule at home. If things got uncomfortable, call me. And even if it was just mom and they hang up, then I would call them. And I would be the, you have to come home now. This is it. And so I sounded like, and I was fine with taking the hit as being
right.
The mom who made them do that. That was important for them to have an out, to have a way that they could get out, be safe, and yet not have to do something if they weren't strong enough. We certainly want our kids to be strong enough to stand up and say, I can't do this. But we know as adolescents grow, it takes time for that to maturity to come, for them to be able to do that. So as a parent, as a family, or have a code word that you use, and so that they have a way out, talk about what your family values are. What are the rules? It's not a good time to start making the rules when they come home and they might have had something happen. Have those ahead of time. Take the time to sit down and say, so what would be the consequences? How will we handle this? So when and if it ever would happen, you would know how you were going to handle it as a family.
Darcy Jensen of Prairie View Prevention is our guest. It is 7:29. And just briefly, Darcy, I was talking earlier about this Catholic school near in Chicago that is doing alcohol tests of kids, and it's gotten a very warm response from some parents and a pretty lukewarm response from others. And you were telling me about some of the things that our area schools are doing that is very similar to that.
Yes, right now in the Sioux Falls schools, there is an opportunity for parents to sign up and have their student random drug tested if they choose to, or to use that maybe they hadn't signed up, but they still can present themselves either at HealthWorks, Avera HealthWorks, or at Sanford and have the testing done and have only the results sent back to them so they can, as a family, discuss it. The Canton School District does random testing for anyone involved in activities. Their student number can come up and they will be tested for drugs and alcohol. I think it's one more tool. If we look at what South Dakota has for statistics, 79% of our students in high school say they've had at least one drink of alcohol. That's huge. We would be foolish or denying the truth if we didn't think about what we need to do. That we need to do some testing. We need to make sure that we can find a way to give support to our students, because I believe it also helps them saying, oh, I'll be tested, can't do that. It gives them an out. You know, and sometimes I hear parents say, well, then my kids will throw the, you don't trust me. But what I respond with, it's not about trust, it's about love. And I think that's an important message to give them.
Darcy, for people who want more information on any of the things we've talked about, what can they do?
They can certainly call Prairie View at 331-5724 or visit us on the internet at prairieview.net.
Darcy Jensen of Prairie View Prevention Services, it's always nice to have you in here. Thanks so much, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for having me.